This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. "I laugh because I must not cry. That's all. That is all." This is Lincoln to a friend during the Civil War. But Lincoln did cry. He cried and he laughed. And that is the essence of his wisdom. Lincoln's spiritual achievement was that he was a master of both comedy and tragedy. Here's a sample from his well-stocked store of humor, a joke that Lincoln loved to hear and to tell. It goes like this. Two Quaker women are arguing about the religious virtues of the two presidents during the Civil War, the South's Jefferson Davis and the Union's Abraham Lincoln. One lady says she believes that Jefferson Davis and his cause will succeed because, she says, Davis is a praying man. "Well," says the other Quaker lady, "I think the Union will succeed, and the cause of Mr. Lincoln, because he too is a praying man." "Yes," says the first, "but the Lord will think that Abraham is joking." Lincoln would have laughed his rollicking laughter at that because he loved any kind of humor that made fun of himself. And he had that humble spirit that doesn't take himself too seriously. It was not a thick skin he had so much as a light heart that kept him keeping on. But as we draw to the close of November, recall we began this month of Lincoln hallmarks with the dark words from his soulmate Herman Melville. Melville beginning the novel Moby Dick with his hero Ishmael saying, growing grim about the mouth, his hypos getting an upper hand, his suffering, in other words, from, quote, "a damp and drizzly November in my soul." That's when Ishmael knows it's high time to get to sea as soon as he can. These are the words of Loomings that tell us of the crying side of Lincoln, not the laughing side. Lincoln, ever since he was a boy, lost so much, so often, that he found the wisdom of insecurity early on. One of Lincoln's lifetime favorite quotes was the Shakespeare line, "The paths of glory lead but to the grave." Was he morbid, or was he realistic and wise? William James, the father of American psychology, wrote that there are two kinds of religious types of religious experience. One, the sunshine soul of healthy-mindedness. The other was just as important and valuable, the dark soul person, the soul that is sickened by the chronic limitations on our life and of evil, limitations of time and limitations of what goodness and virtue can achieve. Lincoln was a spiritual master of both, sunny comedy and dark tragedy. He never said he saved the Union. It wasn't him. He never said he freed the slaves. They were not yet free. That's why he was called Honest Abe. He never said a lie because he never claimed a bigger truth than he could achieve. A modest, wise spirit was why he could be so honest. This spirit can lead us now, out of November and down in honor, to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.